Hey guys, you remember me? I used to make these videos called Voice in the Wilderness, and I was called Richard from Lost Arts Radio. I have a lot of good friends among the audience, all of you. And I thought, I thought last week I would not be back because I've been sidetracked with a situation that I thought would be the end of my physical existence in this body for this particular lifetime, but apparently that's not going to be necessary, and I can do a few more videos if it's okay with you. So remember in Lord of the Rings when Gandalf got caught in Saruman's tower and he didn't get to meet Frodo and Sam at the right time? Bugs are back too, and they're doing fine. Anyway, I'm no wizard. I'm just a regular old person like everybody. But I got delayed by an attack that was considerably worse than what was described from Saruman that time. Weeks and weeks and weeks of not being able to lie down to go to sleep, not being able to eat any food. I lost 30 pounds. Got all kinds of friendly diagnoses from natural doctors that I know, from brain tumors to neurological conditions to Parkinson's to, all kinds of really weird, bizarre stuff. But I think the one that made the most sense was a friend that wanted to remain anonymous, who's had a lot of experience with what he calls frequency attacks. And I thought, you know, we weren't big enough in exposure and audience size to have that honor, you know, because we're tiny. Almost nobody knows we exist. I'm obviously not a master of promotion or marketing, and that's not where my attention is. I figure whoever's meant to come to this podcast or video series will show up. You know, spirit will bring you. And hopefully that's true, because I don't know anything about how to market, and the people that would be interested in what we talk about here are maybe 1 out of 1,000 in the general population, because we're going to deeper levels. But apparently, even with a small audience size, the global rulers appreciated what we're doing enough to try to torture me for a few months, which was successful in the sense of stopping the videos and the other work I had to cancel. I'm sorry to keep adjusting my footing here. One is I'm just barely getting enough physical vitality to return here, so I'm sorry. But the other thing is that the hills here in this this beautiful environment, desert mountains, are very rocky and rough, and you have to watch your footing, so I apologize. One of the viewers made a comment, which I understand. Why don't you just not stand on the loose rocks, Richard? What's wrong with you? No, so I'm trying. There is a little bit of space between the rocks, but not much. Anyway, for the last many weeks, I've been prevented from eating almost any food, from sleeping almost at all, and violent flashes of heat from eating any kind of food, doesn't matter what. No benefit from fasting other than a temporary pause in the symptoms of the attack. So I think that's what it is. So now we're working on that on several levels. Physical, because I'm building back the vehicle, the costume that I'm using. It doesn't look bad, but it's radically less mass than it was 3 months ago. Even a few weeks ago. So, but I wanted to go back. I miss talking to you, and I miss your feedback. And I've gotten a lot of really kind emails, you know, not saying, Richard, you're a terrible person for missing your videos. They're saying, you know, we want you to get better and come back, and where are you and what's going on? So it matched my feeling. I wanted to get back and be interacting with you again, because I don't know if you've noticed, we got this situation in the world. you know, this thing, wipe out humanity, exterminate life. My analysis over decades is that it's not population reduction. That's just a step. It's extermination of all biological life forms. And that's a long discussion, obviously, and we've talked about it before. But whether it's reduction or extermination, which is what I think, it's an attack on all life and on certainly on humanity, which is in full swing right now. And I think it needs to be responded to on all levels, not with preemptive violence or anything like that. That's what the power structure would like us to do, because it justifies to them wiping us out faster, which they would love to do. So I'm advocating peace and consciousness, self-awareness, not in the kumbaya, you know, new age kind of impractical sense, but in the sense where you get back in touch with your original awareness and abilities that used to be normal, way back beyond memory. Some of us remember that they're there, and we all have them. And so we have a short time. You know, things are already really intense in the world. Billions of people are being tortured and killed all over the planet. I'm trying to keep this language such that I can put this one video on all the platforms. But you know the specifics that I'm talking about. And now they're trying to start a war and knock down the energy supply system and the food supply system. And then there's going to be blamed on climate change, which is a total hoax. You know, and that's another long discussion. We have a lot of long discussions coming, because I'm an environmentalist. I have been since the 1960s. But the way this legitimate environmental concern is being used now, where you're supposed to be terrified of global warming and climate change, is a complete fraud. But we're rapidly moving up to where they'll point to all the energy shortages that they caused and the food shortages that they're causing as we speak and say, look, that proves climate change. You all have to become slaves immediately. And we already are in a lot of ways. So that's coming. And how do you stop it in time? It's a multi-pronged approach. There are candidates for offices, a really great one in Canada I just listened to. Pierre something, and all over the world, this impending doom from the globalist is inspiring people to wake up and say, maybe it is important enough to respond to, but there has to be a response on a deeper level, on a consciousness level, and that's what's almost totally forgotten. So that's the purpose for which we started Planetary Healing Club, and you might want to check that out. It's been in beta since 2018, and it's ready for inclusion of people who are interested in being a part of this deeper level of rescuing the planet and the energy that surrounds it. Atmosphere is not just physical. We want to reach those people who want to join us in that and invite you. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. And I'm at the point where I really am not having time to answer all the emails, but if there's a lot of them asking a particular question about PHC, Planetary Healing Club, on one topic, then I'll try to include it in a video. And I'm hoping to get physically recovered enough so I can start making frequent videos. We have a lot to talk about. But the work in Planetary Healing Club, although we can talk about natural physical healing, which I'm making use of now, you know, and all of us should be, because that's my background, goes back many decades. Oh, well, okay, I'll tell you this in a minute too. But the main focus for which the physical transformation of your body, taking care of your body, healing your physical issues, is a big help. The real point that we're going to is making consciousness into an actionable tool that can actually change the outside world and change the hearts of people that are right now working for our extermination. And you remember there's a story in the Bible in, I think it was in Exodus, where supposedly God hardened the heart of the Pharaoh so that he'd be a jerk and not let the Israelites leave Egypt, so that he could then show what a great God he was by killing the kids and the animals. It's a story that I obviously have an issue with. I don't think it's representative of our actual God at all. It's somebody who's totally egocentric and really loves murder and deception, and that's not God. Anyway, that's another story, and if you disagree with me, it's fine. I'm not trying to get any converts to anything or any cult or religion or new belief system. I'm not attracted to beliefs at all. I want direct experience. So anyway, the reason I brought up that story was that, all right, yeah, you can deceive somebody to harden their heart, which the global rulers are really into doing that too. But why can't you do the opposite? Soften the heart. And I've seen this done on a small scale. And Planetary Healing Club's mission now is to do it on a much stronger, deeper, larger scale and affect the general public, not controlling them, but just giving them a boost for their own awakening, which has already started. And not just the so-called good people, but right to the people who are in positions of power. If you can harden their hearts, why can't you soften them? Obviously you can, if you have the ability. God could do that at any moment, but God also works through you. And that's part of what comes with being made in the image of God, is you have the ability to create all day, every day, and project your own experience of reality that becomes the reality for everybody else too. And we're all interlocked doing this in a networked situation. I know my voice is not very strong right now. I'm trying to convey something really important to you guys, you know, because it's always possible that you won't see me again, but hopefully you will. And so Planetary Healing Club says, let's get back that focus, that ability, and use it, because time is short in this chapter. Time is infinite in the bigger picture. But in this chapter, to turn things around before they get a lot more intense, time is short. And you're the key person in your whole universe. You're the center and the key. We're supposed to think that we have no influence, and the opposite is true. So I want you to appreciate your influence and learn to use it. Not to, see, it's a subtle issue here, not to control somebody else's choices, because that's their free will. You don't have any say in that. We don't. But you can project a healing influence around anybody, including the so-called really bad people. And they'll get in touch with themselves and make better choices and make better progress and change what they're doing. And it's very possible. I've seen it in vision that some of the worst people running the extermination could get a surprising exposure to what's deeper in their heart that they never looked at and have a complete transformation. And who could do that? Who has the power to do that? You. I'm not kidding, and I'm not talking to the general audience out there. I mean you personally. The question is, are you willing to do the work to transform your own life and become powerful enough to spread it in your immediate surroundings and to everybody, and even to our rulers? And I think you could. I know you could. I know you can. I'm going to do everything I can in that direction. I'm living for this work. I'm living this work. That's what I do now, all the time. So we meet live once a week in Planetary Healing Club and focus on what we need to do to develop our normal consciousness and abilities that we've come so far away from. You're invited if you want to join me. Join us. It's a good environment. and there's homework every week that I hope you'll apply and use it. Realize that every experience during the week is an opportunity to try out what you could do and what your influence is. And you're using it anyway, just unconsciously. And it's mostly negative. So let's turn it around. We have no limits once we become aware that the beliefs of limitation are false. They're powerful, and they control our reality as long as we hold them. But if you find that level and reverse it, bye bug. If you hold that level and reverse it, then let's see what happens. It's going to be incredible. So join me, okay? PlanetaryHealingClub.com. And if you want to send me feedback, subjects that you want addressed in videos or in Planetary Healing Club meetings, reach me at richard@lostartsradio.com and I'll read everything. Okay? I really appreciate you. I love you. I don't mean that in a romantic novel sense. I mean, I really appreciate it. I see spirit in you. I know who you are. I know who we all are. There's no hierarchy here. We're the image of God. Let's become that again consciously. We have work to do. You can join it when you're ready. PlanetaryHealingClub.com, and I'll meet you there.